about forgiveness and reconciliation. The gospel reading was one of the parables of Jesus, a story told by Jesus to teach people something about God or about how God wants us to live our lives. As we grow, we hear many of these stories and also learn about what is expected of us in every situation that we're in. Armed with this knowledge, we ultimately have a free will to make choices as to how we behave and how we treat others. Today, we have heard the story of a father and two sons.
I wanted to do since my own way. I made some poor choices and so did my father, wasted money, behaved poorly, and ended up far from the happy I thought I would be. Eventually, I realized that I would be better off back with my father, who always treated people well, and I was sorry for the choices I had made.
I stayed at home and did what was expected of me, working hard, behaving appropriately, and supporting my father. I was angry when I found out that a large party was being held for my brother. I didn't think it was fair that my brother, who had not been good, was getting such a lack of celebration.
I would rather my younger son had not gone away, but I left him and never gave up hope that he would return. I met him on his journey, forgave him, and welcomed him home, holding both grudges off and rejoicing that our relationship was back on track. Then I reminded my older son that I always cared for him, too, and that his brothers were training and celebrating, but did not alter my relationship with him.
As humans, we have free will to make choices, and sometimes, just like the younger son, we might not always make the best choices and make the mess of things. We all need to say sorry and ask for forgiveness at times. It's not always easy to admit when we have done something wrong and ask for forgiveness and deal with the time. As humans, it is also not always easy to forgive. Just because it's difficult doesn't mean we shouldn't try it. God knows how we feel on the inside, and whenever we truly sorry, God promises to forgive us and is always willing to take us back if we admit that we were wrong. Can you think of something that you have done that you need to be forgiven for, or a mistake that you have made? Was it something that you did? Was it the way you behaved towards somebody else? Have you held a grudge against someone who's made a mistake? It's time to say, I'm sorry. I forgive you and welcome back. Today is Refreshment Sunday in Lent and time of joy. Let us rejoice and be joyful in the knowledge that through Jesus' death and resurrection, we are freed from our sins and have a new start in relationship with God the Father. With love and grace reach further than we can even imagine.
Thank our young people for this wonderful homily that they've given and shared with us, and for all of their work throughout the year in terms of learning the gospel, the scriptures, the parables of Jesus. The parable of the prodigal son is one of the most familiar parables, I think, to all of us, and it has been dramatized, as our young people did today, but also in art. Rembrandt painted The Return of the Prodigal Son. It's a very beautiful painting. The theologian Henry Nouwen went to the Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia, to see this painting of Rembrandt. And he wrote a whole book on it. And he invites us, as we look at the painting, to look at the younger son and to ask, when are the times we have been like that, that we've kind of wandered away? And if you notice, the facial features are not very well developed. They're somewhat indistinct. And that may be a way of just saying, this is everyone. We can all put ourselves there. And then to look to the right, and you see the elder son, and what is going through his mind, and how often maybe have we identified with the elder son and felt a little bit maybe self-righteous that this other person is getting forgiven too easily, to think about that. And then Henry Nouwen does something very interesting. He asks us to look at the hands. The left hand looks very strong, very masculine. The right hand looks very gentle, like a woman's hand. And he's suggesting that maybe the father has the gentleness and the of a mother, as well as the strength of the father. So that if the father is a symbol to us of God, that God has these qualities both masculine and feminine within the divinity. So I'm going to leave this painting here. As you come up for communion, you might want to take a look at it. But there's also on the stand right in front of the altar for you to take a look at. And we'll bring it also into the social hour if you want to ponder a little bit more.